Today's passage is Isaiah 42, verses 1 through 9. Here is my spirit, whom I uphold, my chosen one in whom I delight. I will put my spirit on him, and he will bring justice to the nations. He will not shout or cry out or raise his voice in the streets. A bruised reed he will not break, and a smoldering wick he will not snuff out. In faithfulness he will bring forth justice. He will not falter or be discouraged till he establishes justice on earth. In his law the islands will put their hope. This is what God the Lord says. He who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread out the earth and all that comes out of it, who gives breath to its people and life to those who walk on it. I, the Lord, have called you in righteousness. I will take hold of your hand. I will keep you and will make you. I will be a covenant for the people and a light for the Gentiles, to open eyes that are blind, to free captives from prison, and to release from the dungeon those who sit in darkness. I am the Lord. That is my name. I will not give my glory to another or praise to idols. See, the former things have taken place, and new things I declare. Before they spring into being, I announce them to you.
The Christ has come into the world. And the Christ has a purpose, and God has chosen that Christ for a very specific purpose. You see, this is one of the passages that's often referred to as the suffering servant passage. There's three other passages in the book of Isaiah that go along with this. But this passage is the first one where it talks about the Messiah will come, and the Christ who comes will suffer. Will have a hard time. And because of that reason, many in the Jewish nation have a hard time seeing Jesus Christ as the Messiah. Because they didn't expect that. They expected a Messiah to come and to release them from everything without having any suffering. They expected something much different. But this passage does talk some about the suffering of the Christ. But the thing that's important to me is that God chose Jesus Christ to be a servant to this world. I don't know about you, but being chosen makes a difference, doesn't it? I mean, imagine a pickup basketball game. If we had a pickup basketball game, I know I'm not going to be chosen, by the way. That basket's just too high, and the ball's too big. If they were to lower it down to like where a catcher's mitt goes, I think I could get that. But do you remember what it was like when you were chosen? You got picked. And you see, Jesus was picked by God for a very specific purpose, and that was to be a servant in this world. Not to come as a king and not to come as one who lords over others, but to come as a servant. For even the Son of Man came to serve and not to be served, but to be a ransom for all people. You find that in Mark chapter 10, verse 45. Jesus came to be a servant. You see, he turned that idea of the pyramid with one in charge at the top and everybody below it, he turned that completely upside down and said, I'm the one in charge, but I'm in charge by being the servant. And he was chosen by God specifically for that task. As God's servant, Jesus comes in humbleness, seeking to lift people from their place of brokenness. As God's servant, Jesus comes in humbleness, seeking to lift people up from their place of brokenness. You see, Jesus was all powerful, but he was meek. And meek just means power under control. And he used his power very humbly to lift people up. He was not here to condemn people. That's one of the reasons that I prefer not to listen to those preachers that talk about you are condemned. Because that's not what Jesus came for, to preach condemnation. Jesus came to lift people up and to help people from where they are in their brokenness and lifting them up. Look at what the words of this passage say. It says, he will not shout or cry out or raise his voice in the streets. A bruised reed he will not break, and a smoldering wick he will not snuff out. It's not about telling people how lost they are or telling people about how condemned they are. Jesus came as a servant who was seeking to pick people up, to lift them up, to encourage them, to enlighten them, to help them to see that God had an incredible purpose and promise for their lives. I know most of you know John 3:16 by heart. For God so loved the world that whosoever shall not perish but have everlasting life. Now, how many of you know verse 17? Verse 17 talks about Christ did not come to condemn the world, that the world through him may be saved. You see, Christ comes as a servant very humbly, with incredible power to do any number of things, and incredible ways to teach and to share and to bring forward for people the very truths of God. But Christ didn't come to condemn. Now, I know one of you will probably come to me after the service and say, well, he did talk to the Pharisees in a pretty harsh way sometimes. Yes, he did. But the purpose in talking to them was to redeem them, not to condemn them. It was about helping them see that there was a brightness and there was a light that they could be part of, not about condemning them. For you see, in their day and age, the Pharisees were the ones who did the most to live by God's word. They did the most to live by God's word. And he wanted to show them that living by God's word should also have a heart for helping those who are broken, for helping those who are a bent reed, a smoldering wick, those who are down and can't find a way to look up. You see, Christ was not about condemning, but about lifting up. His whole call was to help us to look up and to see God and to understand God in a new and a richer and a deeper way than we ever had before. Because things, in many ways, had become too legalistic. Follow this law and follow this law and don't do that and don't do this and you must do that and you must do that. And just that is very oppressive, isn't it? And Jesus made it so much simpler. Somebody came to him and said, what should I do, Lord? What should I do to be saved? And he said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, and with all your strength. And love your neighbor as yourself. And in these two commandments is all of God's law. Did you hear anything in there about condemning people? Did you hear anything in there about judging people? Did you hear anything in there about separating yourself from other people. No. It's about lifting up. It's about encouraging. It's about helping. You see, Jesus came that he might take that smoldering wick and provide just a little bit of air to cause it to flame up. That those who were broken, that he might lift up. Guess what? Our calling is no different than what God asked Jesus to do on the earth. Our calling is no different than what Jesus was asked to do on the earth. God asked him to pick people up, to help people, not to bring judgment, not to bring condemnation, but to lift people up. I'm thoroughly convinced that deep in people's hearts, they may not admit it, but deep in people's hearts, they already know that they've done wrong. They already know that sometimes they have not walked the way that God's asking them to walk. They already know that. God doesn't require me to tell them that they've done that. God requires me to come and help lift them up so that they might see that there's a different way of life, to be a servant to them. I don't know how many of you have ever participated in a foot washing. It is an incredibly humble experience. Whether you are the one washing the feet or whether you are having your feet washed, it is incredibly humbling. You see, here's typically what happens, especially among a group of Christians, when you do foot washing. I know that somebody's coming to wash my feet next, so let me help by taking my shoes off. And I'll start to help by taking my socks off. No. You let another person serve you. And when you let the other person do that, that's an incredibly humbling experience, to allow someone else to wash your feet and to pray over you. And then when you bend down to do it for someone else, for me, it has always been overpowering. And you see, that's what God wants us to do. God wants us to be willing to bend down and wash somebody else's feet. To bend down and find them wherever they are and lift them up. We're to be about the same thing that Jesus was meant to be about when he was here and what he did. He didn't go around preaching fire and brimstone. He went around lifting folks up. He went around encouraging folks. You see, we're called to bring compassion and kindness to people. We are called to bring compassion and kindness to people. Sometimes in the midst of our world, it's especially hard to do that, isn't it? Because some other folks have no desire to bring compassion and kindness to us. So therefore, I'm going to treat you the way you treat me. God calls us to a higher standing than that. God says that when somebody treats us wrong, what does Jesus say? When somebody slaps this cheek? Somebody asks for your cloak? Give them everything else. A soldier comes and asks you to carry something for 1 mile, which was legally allowed in the Roman world. What does Jesus say? Carry it 2 miles. Are we about doing that? Are we about bringing that kind of compassion and kindness to people? Compassion is calm, C-O-M is with. To live with passion. To live with passion in such a way that we can walk with other people and feel what they feel. Is that not what Jesus did? You see, Jesus felt our brokenness and our relationship with God so deeply that he was willing to hang on the cross for us. It was definitely hard for him to do, because what did he pray the night before? Lord, if there be any other way that this can be done, please bring it about. I know what tomorrow is going to bring, and I don't want to do it, is what Jesus was praying. But since it's your will, I will do it, Jesus said. Are we about the same thing? Lord, I really, really don't want to help that person because it was their bad choices that put them right where they are. And they need to suffer for it and they need to learn from it. And God says, no, show them compassion. Show them kindness. Are we about that? Are we about helping the broken reed? Are we about flaming the smoldering wick so that it can once again burn bright? Compassion and kindness. We should open eyes, free people from captivity, and help them to find the light. Open eyes. Tell them about Jesus Christ. My eyes were not opened until someone came and told me that Jesus had died for me and that I could have salvation and that I could live a life of blessing and joy. Then my eyes were opened. Folks, there's a lot of people you'll see tomorrow who are blind. Will you help to open their eyes by telling them about Jesus? Will you share with them so that they can start to understand? A lot of people in our world are captive by many different things. Some people are captive by debt. They have used their credit cards to the extent. And they pay minimum every month in hopes that somehow the lottery will pay off one day. Right? The bad thing about some of them is they don't even have enough money to buy a lottery ticket to hope the lottery will pay off. Some people are captive by their jobs. Some people are captive by their families. By their relationship with other people? Are we helping to release people from captivity? Are we helping to show them there's another way to live? Are we picking them up? You see, that's what Jesus came for, and we're called for the same thing. You ever been in the midst of the dark and can't find your way? It's a horrible thing, isn't it? You're going to walk out the doors of these church and you're going to see a bunch of people stumbling around in the dark. Will you help them find the light? You see, if the servant of God, who's our example, what did all of these things, we're to do the same thing. Now, it's easy for us to say, God, that's hard to do. Yep, you're right. This past week in the discipleship class, we were talking about Jesus as Lord. and why some people don't want to make Jesus as Lord. And one of the reasons that we talked about this past week on why people don't want to make Jesus as Lord is because God might ask me to do something I don't want to do. Yes, God is going to ask you to do something you don't want to do. That's a fact. If you're going to be a Christian, that is a fact. God is going to ask you to do something you don't want to do. Do you want to help the broken reed? Do you want to do you want to bring back to a flame the smoldering wick? Do you want to open somebody's eyes that they might see? Do you want to lead somebody out of captivity? Do you want to help somebody see the light? This is what God's asking you to do. Each and every day, God is asking you to do these things for other folks. God didn't ask you to like them first. God didn't ask you to require them to do something so they can earn your love. God says, go help. Go lift up. Go encourage. Just as the servant of God did. And yes, he suffered because of it. Will we suffer? Yes. That's a fact. If you're going to live as a Christian, you're going to live doing what God asks you to do, you will suffer. It will happen. So I'm going to ask you to think about this question. How can you better follow Jesus to guide people closer to God? How can you better follow Jesus to guide people closer to God? That's what God's left you here for. Otherwise, when we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, it'd be poof, gone into heaven, right? And God has left us here to follow the path of Jesus and to guide people ever closer to God. That should be the number one priority in your life. Not family, not work, not hobby. Your number one priority should be following Jesus and helping people step closer to God. Not by condemning them, but by lifting them up. Just think for a minute, what happens when somebody encourages you? What happens when somebody encourages you? Work a little bit harder. You know, there's some people out there that just need you to walk alongside them and lift them up so that they can see God. Will you? Let's pray. Lord, you've asked a very difficult thing of us. You've asked us to do something that sometimes we don't want to do. You've asked us to set aside our agendas, our desires, and to walk here upon this earth humbly as your servant Jesus did, and to lift up those people that are broken. May you first open our eyes that we could see them. And then may you give us the courage and the boldness to take the step to do what needs to be done to help them up. That we might never pass by a broken reed. That we might always help the flame to burn again, so that people will know so much more and come so much closer to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.